bring in Ren Lavoie. He's still around. He's our NHL insider for Tavia Sports. So there you go, Ren. We talked about the Indy 500 in the opening statement, a little bit of Blue Jays, a lot of hockey as well. All right, who's got the edge here? Game seven. Pittsburgh has been down this road before. Who's got the edge here, do you think?
That's a great question. Obviously, it's easy to say Pittsburgh has the edge because, you know, they're playing at home in front of their fans with all the star players that they have. You know, they can beat anybody. The fact that Ottawa has issue in the PPG Paints Arena with only 3 wins in 17 games, if you include the playoffs and the regular season. I mean, normally we're going to see the Pittsburgh Penguins going to the Stanley Cup final tonight. But that being said, I don't think it's a walk in the park. And what scares me the most, if I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins player right now, I need to put in my mind that the team in front of me, even if they have Eric Karlsson, who's the best player on that team, even if they have Bobby Ryan, so I need to understand that they're better than that. And the fact that we're playing a game seven, it's because Ottawa pushed the Pittsburgh Penguins to the edge. And I don't feel, and that's the problem here, I don't feel any pressure on the Pittsburgh Penguins side to say, you know what, we have to win that game tonight. Mm-hmm. The team in front of us is a really good team. They don't give a lot of credit to the Ottawa Senators. Yes, they will, because that's the way it works now in this media world where you can't say nothing wrong, because if you say something wrong, everybody's going to be against you, so that they don't speak really their mind sometimes, as everybody knows. But my feeling is they need to understand that even if Ottawa's playing a boring type of game, the way they like to say it, that doesn't mean they can't win tonight. The Ottawa Senators have a really good chance to win tonight if they're playing exactly like Guy Boucher wants them to play. If not, they have no chance at all. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. But hopefully they're going to play tonight exactly the way they played last year in Game 7 versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. When you look at the Lightning roster, you need to understand that this is a scary roster. Mm-hmm. Ottawa is not a scary roster. And sometimes, and everybody's human, you think it's going to be easy, and it's not. So hopefully they're going to prepare like they're playing one of the best teams in the NHL. And hopefully that's the way they're going to think. If not, well, Ottawa's going to go to the Stanley Cup final.
Let me oversimplify for a sec, Ren. In game five, Craig Anderson wasn't very good. Ottawa got run out of the building. Game six, Craig Anderson was out of his mind, and they won.
Yeah.
So he's got to be – does he have to be like game six Anderson? Does he have to be like the game six goalie? Is he going to have to go in there and stop 45 shots again and – you know, put some doubt into the Penguins' minds early. Maybe Ottawa gets a lead early. Just, you know, kind of get in their heads a little bit. It seems to me that if Pittsburgh scores a cheap one early, or if they get a lead early, this thing could roll downhill pretty quickly.
Yeah, it could. But I think the way Guy's going to prepare his team is going to be quite simple, guys. There's a chance they're going to win. They're going to lead 1-0 or 2-0. But we need to stick with the plan, and we did that before. And it worked versus the Rangers. It worked versus the Boston Bruins. So we can't change anything. The other thing here is the Senators are a streaky team. Three times in these playoffs they had a 3-win streak. So 3 wins in a row, three times. That's a lot of times. And now are they starting another one? That's a great question. And I think that. When you look at their goaltending, Craig Anderson, he's a streaky goaltender too. He was always a streaky goaltender. Sometimes he's super hot. Sometimes he looks like the worst goaltender in the league. So I think you nailed it. Craig Anderson, if he's playing the way he's supposed to, he's going to give a chance to his team to win that game tonight. But if he's allowing a bad goal, a softer, like it happened, I think, in Game 4 and Game 5, or Game 5 and Game 6, I should say. Well, no, Game 4 and Game 5. Sorry about that. You know, yes, it could collapse really quickly.
Ren, at what point in the playoffs, and you know, it's entirely possible that I haven't that this was happening earlier in the playoffs and I didn't notice it, and maybe it's more what Ottawa is doing than what Pittsburgh's doing. But it seems to me like Pittsburgh in the last two games has spent way more time down below the hash marks than normal. It seems to me that their approach has been to kind of clog things up. You know, look at all the shots and goal they got. And a lot of that work was done in close. I mean, one goalie interference play was Trevor Daley, a defenseman who was in there. Is this something that just that they just started to do in the last couple of games?
I know Sidney Crosby talked to me. He said to me, I think after game three, that he needed to play better and you know, below the hot hash mark. And I was kind of impressed by him saying that, because I was like, okay, you're the best player in the world, and you think that you're not playing at your best right now, closer to the net. And after that, even if he scored a goal on a power play in a, you know, when the Ottawa Senators, I mean, were really winning that game in game three, they were beating easily the Pittsburgh Penguins. He scored that goal, and it feels like it changed a lot of things for him personally and for his team. Yes, they're playing way better around that area. And, you know, one thing that I've noticed too, and I've been told that yesterday, is that I don't think Ottawa had a shot close to the to Matt Murray's net in the last game. It was all, you know, away from the scoring area, which is, you know, they call it now the plate. I've heard that yesterday, the plate, like in baseball. That was really interesting. So, and the question was asked to Guy Boucher, do you have to do the same thing tomorrow? Do you think you're going to win if you don't have, you know, really good quality scoring chances? And he said, yes, I don't have any problem with that because we did it. But that being said, 80% of those goals are scored from that area.
Right.
So you need to be closer to the net. And that's exactly what the Pittsburgh Penguins are doing. Look at the Evgeny Malkin's goal. It was, you know, he wasn't alone in front of Anderson, and it was easy for him to score that goal. So, yes, that's what they need to do more. They're really good at it, to be honest. I feel like they were the best team in game six. You know, when you have 46 shots on net, I think that you did a lot of things right. Matt Collin told me yesterday, yes, but at the same time, it needs to be sometimes uglier. We need to score more ugly goals, and that's what I like about the Pittsburgh Penguins. They had all those stars players around them, but they still like to win it sometime, you know, like it's not going to be flashy. And I think that's key for them too tonight, the way they play around Craig Anderson. They need to get those second chances, and they need to bury those chances. Right now, they had a tough time, I think, during last game to do that. But obviously, they scored seven goals in game five. I mean, I don't know how many times you can score that many goals in a game.
If it's a tight game tonight, you know, power play opportunity is going to be really important. Obviously, Ottawa they finally got a power play goal in the last game. Yeah. But what's wrong with their power play? If you had to kind of boil it down, why hasn't it been better?
Because they're trying to be cute. That's it. I mean, sometimes it needs to be, like I said, ugly. It needs to be how many times you look at their power plays and you went, oh my God, how many saves Matt Murray did or other goaltenders because, you know, there was a second or a third chance and the goaltender had to make three saves in a row on a power play when the puck was close to him. Never, because they're always trying to shoot from the outside. It's exactly the way they scored last game, too, with Bobby Ryan's goal. I mean, he was not close to the net. And I'm pretty sure Matt Murray is upset with that goal, because even if it was a 5-on-3, I mean, normally Matt Murray is the one saving those goals, those pucks. So, I mean, it's always from the outside. You see that they're not on the same page at all. At one point during that playoff series, Calteris made a pass to Erik Karlsson. It was totally off. Karlsson was upset and told Turris to be better on the bench. Turris replied. I mean, it was not a gong show, but it was surprising to see. So, yes, they scored that goal in the last game, 5-on-3. But I don't think that their power play is still good because they scored that goal. Not at all. They still need to work at it, but they're not practicing. So I don't know if you can do everything with the video right now. I don't know if the video is really going to help you instead of practicing. But I really think that if they win that game tonight, the first thing they're going to practice is their power play, because I don't expect tons of power plays, to be honest, tonight. I don't even expect one. But if they go in the Stanley Cup final, everybody knows that in the first two, three, four games, the referees are not scared to raise their hand. And, I mean, it will be versus a team like the Predators, who are really good on special teams. You need to be as good as them, if not better.
Ren, who do the Predators want to play of these two teams? If you're the Nashville Predators right now, which of these two teams are you sitting there saying, yeah, that'd probably suit us better?
Ottawa, mm-hmm. No doubt in my mind. Ottawa. Everybody wants to face Ottawa right now, but are they going to face Ottawa? That's a great question. Are they going to face the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are still in my mind the better team? And everybody knows on the Ottawa side that the Pittsburgh Penguins are the better team. But it's just Guy Boucher's system who's more complicated to play against. And I mean, yes, for sure, I'm convinced that there's no player on Nashville side who are saying, hey, you know what, I really want to face the Pittsburgh Penguins. No, you don't want to face that team. They have Sidney Crosby, they have Malkin, they have Kessel, they have Matt Murray, they have a lot of really good players that I'm not mentioning. And on Ottawa side, they have good players, but they have a system, and that system, it's still beatable. So I don't know. Honestly, I really feel like if the Pittsburgh Penguins are not winning that game tonight, there'll be a lot of people happy in Nashville. But if the Pittsburgh Penguins win tonight, I'm convinced that it's going to be the end of the party quickly. Hmm. And they're going to think about how we're going to beat a guy like Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, although, you know, I obviously the choice is narrowed down to two at this stage, but I'm thinking the Bruins were pretty happy to draw Ottawa in the first round. I think the Rangers pretty happy to get Ottawa in the second round. So we there's a pattern here.
Brent, who's going to win?
I think Pittsburgh is going to win, but yep. I have no. I've been way wrong about the Senators, and like everybody else has. Ren,
who do you think wins?
That's a tough one. You know what? I'm saying since I think Game 4, flip a coin, and you know, my mind is saying that Pittsburgh's going to win. But last year in my mind was crystal clear that Pittsburgh's going to win that game versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. It was crystal clear.
Yeah.
But now it's not crystal clear because we're, like you said, we're all every time we're wrong. And hopefully the thing is, we don't control anything. If the Pittsburgh Penguins players are going on the ice tonight and they're saying, this team in front of us is a hard team to beat. We need to work hard. We need to give everything because you know what? We need to give them a lot of credit. We're playing game 7. But if they're going on the ice saying, you know what? We have the experience. We have Sidney Crosby. We had Evgeny Malkin. It's going to be a walk in the park. You know Ottawa's going to win that game. That's for me is going to be the difference. So because of the experience on the Pittsburgh side right now, I have to go with Pittsburgh.